This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
In this country. And look at this. President-elect Donald Trump has tweeted. And you can see this tweet right here. In response before Kerry's speech, he wrote, "We cannot continue to let Israel be treated with such total disdain and disrespect. They used to have a great friend in the U.S., but not anymore. The beginning of the end was the horrible Iran deal, as Dagan alluded to. And now this UN, Stay Strong Israel, January 20th, is fast approaching." All right, so Lisa Booth, what can Israel expect from a changing of the guard in the White House, from a new administration that has grown to be very pro-Israel over the last few months?
I think an administration that supports our friends and not our enemies, which is not what we've seen under President Obama, and I think he's really going to go out a coward. He's going to go out a coward on the world stage, and as ambassador, and a coward that has made the world less safe, ultimately. And as Ambassador John Bolton wrote in the Wall Street Journal, this isn't stabbing Israel in the back, it's stabbing Israel in the front. And Secretary John Kerry said today that there has been no administration that has been a better friend to Israel, but that flies in the face of common sense, as Herman and Dagan have pointed out in this earlier segment. And that's also why I think you see Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said that this resolution is a declaration of war. Yeah. He said it's a shameful ambush by the President of the United States, and I absolutely agree with him.
Think about it. You know, a lot has been put out there by the pundits and, you know, others, certainly by the Prime Minister himself. You know, what's your reaction to this, ladies and gentlemen? Do you think that this is, you know, acceptable behavior? Are you caught off guard like many of us? You know, what is it that we're missing? I still want to leave the conversation open to such a degree to say, okay, maybe there's some, is there some brilliance in there that we're missing? Or is it just as simple as most of these pundits are saying, is that the United States stabbed their number one ally, not in the back, but in the chest, and maybe more than once here, because it, you know, they want to deny the obvious. I say it's obvious that the hand of the United States and its president was all over this thing. I mean, his signature. I mean, this is more obvious than, you know, Russia's fingerprints all over, you know, the hacking. Kind of amazing, too, just in, you know, getting into that topic a little bit, is that there's been more disdain about the hacking, but not the contents, you know, not what they found out, you know, the cheating that the DNC was doing, words from John Podesta. I mean, what was their very heart and soul of the Republican Party got exposed big time, because this wasn't, I mean, regardless of the process, I mean, really found out what they thought. You know, some people may have been suspicious based on, you know, their activity. You know, as I often say, you can judge a person by the fruit. I mean, what is the result, the end result of their behavior and their participation? And this is some of the stuff that's being called into question regarding our president. I mean, even Democrats are going, whoa, you know, this has been a rough 8 years for the Democratic Party. You know, it's been a big win for the Obamas. But the Democratic Party has been, you know, left asunder here. I mean, you know, look at all the wins in the Republican within the Republican Party, you know, from states and that. I mean, you know, governorships, all this now being controlled by the Republicans. And all I say is for them is that they better not screw this up. I mean, they have a golden opportunity to demonstrate to everybody that conservative values can work and that it can be most effective and beneficial for all concerned. But it's up to them. It's up to the leadership to make this happen and stay faithful to the cause. And to, surpass the expectation that people have about the Republican Party, about their leadership. This is their opportunity to make or break it. So we'll see how that plays out. But meanwhile, the discussions will continue regarding the Russian hacking and, you know, the sanctions that the president has put upon the Russians. And I think that what we're hearing, you know, from Russia and from the Kremlin is one big yawn. What do you say? Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always an honor to have you along with us, sharing in this good fight to get this country back on track to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. Coming up next, we're talking about the movie I'm Not Ashamed. It's the story of a Columbine student, you may recall, Rachel Joy Scott. And this is going to be heading to digital and home entertainment release come the end of January, January 24th to be exact. They will be releasing a combo pack, a DVD and digital HD. And then they're doing the digital HD actually on January the 10th. The combo pack, the Blu-ray DVD disc will be coming out, the end of January, January 24th. What Josh McDowell had to say, let me read you his quote about this movie. He says, every believer in every church needs to see I'm Not Ashamed, the true story of Rachel Scott that came out of the Columbine High School tragedy. Governor Mike Huckabee put it this way. He says, this movie will ensure that Rachel will indeed fulfill her calling to be used by God to touch millions. Bethany Nimmo is with us, and this is Rachel's real mom, not the big screen mom. This is Rachel's real mom, and she is with us right now. Beth Nimmo, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thank you, Bill. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I am so honored to have you here to really extend the story of your daughter. As you say in the release here that I received, is that, you know, she was a, you know, an everyday teenager. I mean, this is a teenager with real teenager problems and family issues and peer issues and boys and all the like. But there was something that made her different, that called her out, and that was her faith in God.
It was, and we knew Rachel loved the Lord, but the extent to what that dedication went was really revealed after her death, and she had left a history of how she felt, what she was doing, and her conversations with the Lord were all journaled and left in many, many journals and writings and through drawings.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was a revelation to us to find out that she loved the Lord to that degree, and also that God was using her in the way he was using her to, with her friends and peers and just in an everyday way, but, you know, through acts of kindness and everything. But it was a demonstration of her faith.
Mm-hmm. Well, Beth, interesting that this was happening inside, and this can happen. I mean, this is, I guess, very typical. You know, let's say, I mean, we've all been teenagers. We're not necessarily going to be out there and let everybody know what's on our hearts. I mean, there's some private issues as we're trying to work them out. And she did so with God. I mean, you know, she had a daily conversation with God, didn't she?
She did. She did. Her writings were very deep. They were very intimate. excuse me. She left so many indications and examples of how she was talking to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she had a lot of questions about her faith. She believed, and yet she had those doubts and concerns about why this, why that, or God, where are you? She wrote that many times, God, where are you? And she was always pursuing him. And, you know, that was very special because it wasn't just a one-way street of God wanting us. It was she wanting him. And so it was quite unique. And the writings were also very prophetic. Mm-hmm. She foretold even of her death. Mm-hmm. And so it was amazing when we saw everything come together. But she, you know, she started writing and journaling on a regular basis, I'd say, around 13.
Mm-hmm.
And that was only 4 years of, you know, of her quest for the Lord. And it was amazing, her insight. Mm-hmm. And the depth of that relationship and how it grew. You can see it as it grows in strength and grows in so many ways. You can see how it starts and then it continues on through her teenage life where she's really wanting to be used by God. She talks about that. God, I want to be used by you. I want to be used now.
Wow.
You know, I want faith now.
Mm-hmm. She even instinctively had this sense of urgency when you say that she wanted to be used now, right? I mean, that reflects that.
It does. It everything that she writes is like, I need you now. I want to know you now. And so when, you know, I don't think Rachel knew how, when, or where, but I think she knew that urgency that you referred to. And she had this intuition that life was short. She talks about not living. She can't imagine herself being married. She can't imagine herself being a mother. And she talks about those things, you know. She couldn't see past the present too much. And so it was really impactful. And then the day of the Columbine shooting, she had been sitting in class, and she drew a very prophetic picture that was going to represent what was going to happen that very morning. And she drew weeping eyes, and out of the weeping eyes, there were 13 teardrops. And there were going to be 13 killed that day, one teacher and 12 students. And then further down in that picture was a rose, and she had drawn this rose more than once. But this time, it had blood drops, and there were going to be 17 blood drops on it. And the blood in the rose represented her life. She, a teardrop in her picture, and she's 17 years old as it turns to blood drops. And it's just really prophetic how God used her in so many ways. And on April the 20th of 1998, exactly 1 year to the date of the shooting, she writes about, if I have to sacrifice everything, I will. I will take it. Well, 1 year later to that day, she keeps that vow.
Wow. That is amazing, as you say. As you say, Beth, I mean, you know, no doubt that the hand of God was on Rachel Joy and in such a special way. But, you know, in reading back her journal and seeing, you know, the prayers that she put before God and ask for answers, I imagine for you to go back over that 4 year journey of her life and to see the number of prayers that God answered, and probably some that you may not even know about because they were so personal. They were just between, you know, God and Rachel, but still, nonetheless, there were answered prayers there. I mean, what does that do for you in terms of understanding who God is and how much he loves us?
Well, when I first read so many of these, it made me sad. It made me sad that I couldn't speak to any of those issues and any of those concerns or those questions, those doubts. But then after a period of time, I realized God kept those very private. He didn't want me to interrupt what was happening. He didn't want me to interfere with what he was doing in Rachel's life. And now it brings comfort because I realize he really did prepare her for that day. He didn't tell her how, when, or where, of course. But in her heart, I believe she had a sense of destiny, and she had peace. And I believe even that morning, even though there was undoubtedly fear. And
Beth, forgive me. We're going to have to pause it right there because we got to go to break here right now. Our conversation with Beth Nemo continues. Stay with us.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. There's been a book and a movie, and it's soon to be released, available for home, and I don't want to say entertainment as much as it is awareness. This is really a blessing that we have a movie like I'm Not Ashamed being available not only on the big screen as it has been, but also coming to, for home use as well. The story of Columbine student Rachel Joy Scott. It is headed to digital and home entertainment release. This will happen in January, starting January 10th. The digital HD will be released, and then on the 24th of January, the Blu-ray combo pack and DVD will be released. The story that you've heard about over the years, really brings to light the heart of one Rachel Joy Scott, who is guilty of wanting to know her God and wanting to be used by God. And she knew with some premonition, some might say, some prophetic understanding that God was going to use her, and God was using her. And for 4 years, she documented her walk with God, which I'm sure it remains a blessing for her family, her mother particularly, who is with us right now, Beth Nimmo. And Beth has been telling us the story. Beth, I mean, as we were talking about, when the Columbine incident occurred, I mean, we were down to the end of the year. I mean, people were getting ready to graduate. We're kind of like cruising into the end of the year, looking forward to summer. And seemingly out of nowhere, I mean, there was no really particular indication that there was any more trouble at this high school than the normal kind of peer pressure high school kind of trouble that you have. But now on this fateful day, you have two young men who come out of the shadows and do something so abhorrently.
Well, this was a very well-planned attack. They had been working on it for over a year. They had documented the parallels between Rachel and the two shooters are quite similar. She was journaling her journey, mm-hmm. her walk. At the same time, they were journaling theirs. They
Amazing.
Were talking about what they wanted to do. They both used the word start a chain reaction. Mm-hmm. Theirs was start a chain reaction of violence. Rachel's was start a chain reaction of kindness.
Amazing.
The similarities were very foretelling in some ways, and they wanted to change the world. Rachel used those same words. I want to have an impact on the world. I want to change the world. And unknowingly, but they both accomplished that, one through acts of violence and senseless death, and Rachel now through the legacy of kindness and compassion and love and her faith. And it was amazing how the parallels collided then on April 20th,
Yes.
And an explosion. Mm. One was seen immediately, and that was one of terror and death and violence. And the other one gradually was revealed, how God left a witness that was going to come forth from that day. And Rachel was one of those witnesses. I'm sure there were others that that God used from that day, survivors of that day. But the one I can reference is Rachel's life and how God has used that now to impact the world and impact so many people, young and old alike, that take inspiration from Rachel's faith and how she walked it out. I don't believe she was afraid to die. Mm-hmm. She had, on May the 2nd of 1998, she'd written, "This will be my last year, Lord. I've gotten what I can. Thank you." So in her heart, things, the sense of urgency was gaining momentum.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is amazing when you're able to have that. A lot has been said about the drawing that you mentioned that Rachel had done that very morning.
Yes.
Is there something that, that just seems so profound. There's probably so much yet that we don't quite understand about this, because this is the one thing that God does that surprises people. When he chooses someone, and there is no doubt his hand was on Rachel Joy Scott, and dare I say the others that were murdered that day, but particularly with Rachel Joy, that he validates and confirms that she is the one that has been chosen. And this is, to me, when I heard about this, I saw this as one of those validating points. Did you see it that way as well?
I do. And Bill, there's a passage in Jeremiah 31 where the actual children of Israel, the kids, had been taken captive by the enemy. And there's, in chapter 31, it talks about, and it uses the word Rachel, and that is not speaking of my Rachel, of course, mm-hmm. but it's so prophetic. It says, Rachel is weeping for her children because they are no more.
Yes.
And then the Lord goes on to say, thus declares the Lord, there is hope, you know, and your children will come back to their territory. And I think we're living in an age where a lot of times parents feel almost hopeless or unprepared for losing their children, what I call a cultural wave, where, you know, our culture now is defining who our children are rather than the word or rather than even the parents' influence. Mm-hmm. And the Lord goes on to say, take hope, for your children shall return to their own territory. So when I explain this picture of Rachel, I use that verse and I say, you know, as parents, as in the body of Christ and as the church, we have the responsibility and the power and the authority to reclaim our kids back from the enemy.
Yes.
A world and a culture that's literally forcing them into a lifestyle that's ungodly or against, you know, God's heart. And I use that as a parallel because it's unfathomable that Rachel would draw a picture and it references children and dying, you know.
Yes.
I believe there's real hope that comes out of Rachel's story. And it's one that, even as parents, we can take comfort in, that we do have God's authority to stand strong in a cultural sweep, that our children don't have to be given to that, that they can remain strong. And I think kids get the same impression that I don't have to always follow what the culture's doing, and I don't have to follow the trends of the world, you know, and I can, like Rachel says, I can walk out my talk. I can live my faith.
Exactly.
I think that's all she was trying to do. She was just trying to be true and authentic to what she really believed, what her convictions were.
Well, in this movie, we see that the voice, the passion, the heart of Rachel Joy Scott continues. And there is a message to one and all, a message to her fellow students, a message to students not only in the United States, dare I say, around the world, and even to her family, something special for her immediate family. We got about a minute and a half left, Beth, and I want to give you a chance to express that as best you can, because I know what it is that she's, you know, she's sharing, that it is like God's word. It's still very much alive, isn't it?
It is. It is. And the witness that has come forth from this God-given life of Rachel and the death and how that occurred, it's amazing how God has taken one of the worst days of our history and our country and said, I can redeem that. I can use that if you will allow me to. I can use that as a focus point and a pivot point to redirect what's going on. You know, redirect the heart back to myself and back to the Lord. And that's been the whole purpose of us sharing this story on film and in speaking presentations in schools. It's to give hope, and it's to give people a chance to examine their own paths, their own ways,
yes.
and their own hearts, and be able to turn those back to God.
Well, Beth, thank you so much for your faithfulness and to following the lead of your daughter, the movie I'm Not Ashamed, the beloved film that tells the heroic story of Rachel Joy Scott, being released in January in Blu-ray and DVD. Beth Nimmo, her real mom, has been our guest. Thank you, Beth.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want, Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong?
Welcome back, America. I know that some people want the old year to die maybe faster than possible in light of some of these waning decisions and the waning moments of this current administration. You know, what say you? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jeannie Nigro is with us, a radio and TV host of Facets of the Stone. Jeannie's a regular blog contributor to the Messianic Times, Messianic Jewish Alliance of America, Charisma News, and Christian Leadership Alliance. Travels worldwide speaking at conferences, retreats, churches, congregations, and professional organizations, and even on radio with Bill Martinez Live. Jeannie, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be with you, Bill. Thank you.
Well, I can tell you, you know, sometimes in life we can find ourselves that we're, you know, we're either relevant or by choices we make and things we say, we may disqualify ourselves and become irrelevant. And what happened here recently with the United Nations, punctuated by the United States abstaining to vote on this issue. I mean, what I see this wrapped into is one humongous bowl of irrelevancy. What do you think?
Oh, Bill, it's just, there's so much I could say about this, but it's just appalling, really, you know, to see our country in such a position, actually putting our country in such a dangerous position before God, I believe.
Right.
In turning our backs against Israel and delegitimizing Israel in so many ways. And you know, when we align our actions with God's plans for the future, or for now and for the future, we stay in his protection. And this is completely out of alignment with God because his heart is for Israel and to restore the land and the people of Israel. And so we're just completely stepping out of alignment with him and putting ourselves in a very dangerous position.
Well, this is God's blessing, you know, for Israel, and it comes with a curse as well. He said very clearly, hey, those that bless you, I will bless. Those that curse you will be cursed. And the thing that came out of this, Jeannie, when I heard, you know, what happened, what I saw, because sometimes we have to be careful, and this is where we the people need to be careful, as you're suggesting here, is that sometimes corporate decisions, you know, involve everybody, because we're all part of the big corporation and the entity called the United States of America. Something different in this deal, because what happened is the leadership of our country decided unilaterally to go against God's wishes. And I see the result of the curse being focused on the leadership as opposed to we the people corporately. Now, this isn't to exonerate, and I'm not suggesting the people, you know, take a deep breath. No, if nothing else, you need to understand that there are some profound spiritual ramifications here. And this has been enumerated on many occasions. A good friend of ours, John McTiernan, also another one, Bill Koenig, have written extensively time and again when the United States violates God's foreign policy for Israel and tries to force Israel into an exchange for land for peace. We get hit with some, and I mean within hours, this would be within 24 hours in some cases. I think there was a couple of cases, might have been close to 48. But within an immediate period of time, the United States has been hit with a tragic natural event. Over 70 times, Jeannie, over 70 times this has happened.
Yeah.
Do you think that America would get, you know, they could figure this out?
I know. I mean, it's a bit, well, you know what? At the root of it is anti-Semitism. I mean, this is such a strong act of anti-Semitism, which has been alive since the Garden, you know, since Genesis 3. And so we've seen it over and over again throughout history I don't believe it's a coincidence that this happened at the time of Hanukkah. If you look at the story of Hanukkah and Antiochus, basically, you know, trying to not just wipe out the Jewish people, but wipe out Jewishness, you know, the Torah, the Bible from the Jewish people. And they were looking at the Western Wall, the Jewish quarter, I mean, historically, obviously, Jewish areas, and basically saying that they're illegal, you know, that they're not Jewish. And so it's really wiping out the Jewish people, the Jewish culture, the Jewish religion, the roots of of Christianity, the Torah. And so it's truly anti-Semitism. And that is a spiritual warfare concept. I mean, we cannot do something like this without engaging the spiritual warfare, and we don't want to have that obviously against our country. And I think that it's really, as I've prayed about this, and I've been just really obviously heavy on my heart ever since last week, and been praying about it, and just thinking that we're just called to pray. We're really called as a nation to pray, because we've got to recognize that it's a spiritual battle ultimately, and it's demonic. It's anti-Semitism, and so the only thing we can do is fight back with spiritual weapons of warfare. You know, and so we can be frustrated and angry and so forth, but ultimately we just act out of that anger that just increases, you know, the warfare. So we've got to pray and use that spiritual weapon of warfare and bring down this deception. And it's just an incredible deception about Israel. And this block of seeing that, you know, every time they've given up land, when they gave up Gaza, all it did was increase the terrorism. All it did was give the terrorist a base that was close by to send rockets over. And this this decision would reduce their borders to 9 miles wide. I mean, the airport would be in danger of, you know, rockets. All the major cities would be. So it's really leaving Israel indefensible. It's denying what's happened in the past when they have given up land, and it's just denying that it's a Jewish state. I mean, it was the land was given to them to have a Jewish state, and it's feeding right in with the Palestinian mandate. Really, is to not to get land, but to deny a Jewish state. You know,
to deny their mere existence. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And how is that?
It hasn't helped.
Yeah, I mean, that invalidates the whole point of the negotiation. And this is what Bibi Netanyahu is saying, that John Kerry and President Obama do not understand and some people that are on that side. I mean, look at here's the division. God has a specific plan and purpose for Israel, and he's had one for the United States. Well, you know, me, and like you, Jeannie, is that if I'm going to be wrong, I want to be wrong on God's side. Okay, I want to be in alignment with what God saying about Israel. Okay, and I'll go along and I'll accept his blessing as opposed to his curse anytime. And as you point out so clearly, and people need to understand this, is that yes, we can be all upset about it, and you can be real aggressive and try to meet a fleshly response with another fleshly response.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. The weapons of our warfare are powerful and mighty, and that's what we need to engage in, and that's what we need to embrace right now, and trust that God is God, and that he can handle this, just like he did in the Six-Day War. When Israel was outnumbered 10-1, what happened?
Right.
You know, the Arabs underestimated the power of their God, and they found out real quick, and even the Israelis themselves found out that God was for them, and this was an absolute miracle. That they won.
Well,
they should not have won.
The miracle of Hanukkah.
Yes.
Right, the miracle of Hanukkah. The Maccabees, a small band of rebels against the Syrian Greek army. It's impossible odds, but yet they won. And the same thing when the Jewish people were, the story of Purim, it was Esther again.
Exactly.
Time after time, that the demonic spirit of anti-Semitism has been trying to wipe out the Jewish people since the Garden. And it's not going to happen. But yet the people that are, though, trying to do that, there was judgment. Joel 3 says that those who try to divide my land will be judged. And this is dividing Jerusalem itself. So it's really it's interesting because I just wrote a book called, it's just released called Unshaken. And I talk about how we stay unshaken is aligning ourselves with God. That's how we stay in intimacy with him. That's the only way we'll make it through these uncertain times. And here's a perfect example of how maybe our administration did not align ourselves with God, but we need to stay in that place and know that
exactly
is to restore Israel. And so we need to be praying for protection of Israel and to bind the spirit of deception that's across our world really right now about the Jewish people. And
well, Jeannie, and you say something rather, very significant. That is that it happened at this time for a specific purpose. And we need to, if we're going to understand it, we need to draw close to God, no doubt. Jeannie Nigro, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Jeannie.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bill Martinez, live.
Drink a toast to innocence. We drank a toast to now. Living in our eloquence and other old lang syne.
Bill Martinez, live.
As I turn to make
well, Happy New Year, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I want to remind you, you want to be in the running for that Hillsong United DVD Blu-ray disc we're giving away. By all means, it's simple. Just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be in the running. You want to be in the hoppa here. We'll put your name there. Make sure you include your address so we know where to send your DVD to. Hillsong United, the movie that will absolutely blow you away. It's called Let Hope Rise. David French is with us. Always a pleasure to have David with us and his insight. Staff writer at the National Review, an attorney concentrating his practice in constitutional law and the law of armed conflict, and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. David, Happy New Year to you. How are you, sir?
Happy New Year. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, wonderful. Well, in a sharp departure, this is the way Fox has classified this, from Russia's previous strategy of responding to U.S. sanctions in kind. President Putin said today that he would not kick out American diplomats one day after President Obama moved to expel some 35 Russian intelligence operatives. What are you making of this?
I'm making of it that that Putin is wanting to start completely fresh with President Trump. Mm-hmm. I think he's I think that his response is to try to essentially treat Obama as irrelevant right now. I don't know if you saw that there was a tweet from Russian officials that essentially labeled Obama a lame duck. So I think that they're trying to treat him as irrelevant, that he's only got a few more weeks, and they're going to start completely new with President Trump. So I think that's the intent behind it. And I think it's probably a pretty shrewd move.
I think so, too. I think it's win-win between Putin and Trump. Because had there been a reaction, then all of a sudden we got to get through the reaction to the reaction before we can actually get on to the business at hand, don't we?
Well, you know, had Obama not taken action, mm-hmm. President Trump would have been under immediate pressure to take action against Russia.
Right.
So what Obama did is he took that burden from President Trump to try to figure out if Trump was going to take any immediate action. And then with Putin not retaliating, there's not going to be an immediate issue regarding Russia on the table with Trump, other than whatever is the final resolution of the Syrian conflict, which seems to be rapidly moving towards a military conclusion. that will be, you know, largely out of our hands anyway. So,
exactly.
So I do think it turned down the temperature a little bit, took pressure off of Trump, and there's going to be more or less a relatively clean slate going in.
David, are we fully in the realm of evidence and fact and due process with this whole cybersecurity issue with Russia and what they actually did? Is there still more due process that needs to be, experienced here? Because I still hear conflicting views about this, about whether or not it was Russia, could have been somebody else. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, I don't think there's much reasonable doubt left that it was Russia. I think the real controversy now is what was their intention. Was their intention purely to disrupt, or was their intention to try to elect Trump? And at some point, I'm not quite sure what difference the intention makes. I mean, it's the action that really matters. And we're pretty well, we pretty much know how they hacked the DNC computers, for example, and it was pitifully easy. I mean, this was
right.
The DNC fell for a phishing scam that even your average sort of middle school IT department should be able to recognize. They didn't recognize it. They fell for it. And, you know, the consequences for the DNC in particular were extreme, but there's no evidence that swayed the election one way or the other. None at all. I don't know that we'll ever have any evidence in any direction whether it swayed the election.
Well, right now, the Democrats are trying to find a reason. They're trying to understand what happened to them. They're not quite to that point yet. They're still a bit in denial. But my invitation to them is that hurry up and get to that point of understanding, because, you know, we need you in the fight. I mean, this does not need to be a one-party situation. Otherwise, we've got California running the federal government, and we already see what's happening in that state. So we need disparate viewpoints. That's what makes the United States so exceptional, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. You need to have a healthy opposition. So, you know, the Democrats are going through, they did not prepare themselves for the possibility of a Trump victory. I mean, this was a Clinton campaign that on the plane, they were popping champagne corks on the day of the election. This was an entire political movement that had not reckoned with the possibility that Trump might win. And look, I mean, when you have a Democratic machine so in thrall to one family, the Clinton family, it is going to be natural for that machine to not want to look in the mirror to decide the reason for the loss. It's going to be natural for that machine to want to find some other reason why they lost. When, you know, I think for the Democrats, the analysis has to start with who their candidate was.
Right.
This wasn't a true primary, as some of those hacks revealed. It was more of a coronation. I mean,
exactly.
They cleared the field of serious contenders. They put the thumb on the scales in favor of Hillary Clinton and against Bernie Sanders when Sanders emerged as a surprise contender. They carried her across the finish line, even though she was dogged by scandals, both old and new. And then they say, well, what happened? Well, I don't know. Not a great mystery to anybody else.
Right.
So, but, you know, again, this is a Democratic establishment that was probably more Clinton-dominated even than it was Obama-dominated at the grassroots level. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they're going to have to look in the mirror an awful lot to see the reasons for this big surprising loss, and doesn't appear that many of them are really willing to do that.
Well, what about the mainstream media and all this, too? I mean, they're complicit. They were there with their thumbs on the scale, giving these reports and these, you know, these false studies and polling evidence and everything, and they were working every angle that they could work. But yet they live another day. And I think by contrast, you got a guy like Dick Morris, who was so deluded in 12 in the election in 2011 that he basically disqualified himself, and he still hasn't regained any kind of prominence and posture after what happened to him. This is one small guy by comparison to the mainstream media, who I think did something much more egregious than what Dick Morris did.
Well, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree, because there's a reason why this was the greatest political upset in modern American history. I mean, more of an upset than Harry Truman's victory. Mm-hmm. And that's because all of the data. So if the mainstream media was projecting a Clinton win, it's because all of the available data was projecting a Clinton win. The difference with Dick Morris is he was going against all of the available data to say that Mitt Romney would win. So,
yes.
You know, there are people who did have a gut instinct about the 2016 election that turned out to be right. And there was this often mocked tweet that Bill Mitchell sent out that said the ground game is in our hearts. And hey, it turned out to be true.
Exactly.
But, you know, if you're going to look at the media, you can't really fault them for saying, okay, here's what all of the data is telling us. The data turned out to be wrong in certain key states. Not overall. The overall popular vote polling was within the margin of error. But in certain key states, that data turned out to be wrong.
Exactly.
And nobody really had a reason to believe it would be, other than the folks who had a gut instinct. And so, you know, it's a little bit of a different situation.
Well, okay. Well, we'll both disagree to agree and disagree. That's okay. Well, but I do want to also talk to you here in about this last couple minutes that we have together, David. What President Obama did with the United Nations vote in abstaining, and how we end up with unintended consequences that he could have fueled and facilitated Palestinian violence here.
Yeah, so, you know, what President Obama did in these closing weeks of his presidency is extraordinarily egregious. So essentially what he's done is he's taken taken the fact that Palestinians are unwilling to budge at the negotiating table, in spite of the fact that they've been given two opportunities in the new century for an independent state with a capital in East Jerusalem, and has instead decided to use the UN as a hammer to try to punish Israel, when Israel is not the intransigent party in this peace process.
Right, right.
It's really extraordinary. So essentially what ends up happening is one party doesn't budge, one party continues to sponsor and to facilitate terrorist violence, and it gets rewarded at the UN. That makes absolutely no sense.
Right. I mean, after all, it's not Israel doing the intifadas, right? I mean, they're not leading the way to the knife intifadas or the cars running down people on the roadway. Last time I checked, it was the Palestinians, right? But somehow that's equated to the settlements there in Israel?
Right. I mean, yeah, there is actually, you know, the terrorist violence and the settlements were used in the same sentence by John Kerry, which is unconscionable. People living in homes is not the same thing as people stabbing children to death. I mean, it's an absurd comparison.
Yeah, I don't know how he wants us to believe that, but yet he spent 70 minutes of our precious time to, to try to convince us of that, right?
Oh, absolutely. And and a lot of that was seemed to be motivated by personal anger and animosity, which is not the way to run a foreign policy.
Not the way at all. David French, staff writer at National Review. David, as always, good to have you with us. Happy New Year to you, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next year. All right, take care.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage?